Happy Easter. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Our Bible reading comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, beginning at the first verse. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the Gospel of the Lord. I just want to get on with my life. It's the cry of those whose lives have been disrupted, damaged or destroyed, who want to get back to a sense of normality. I imagine many people have thought or said these words over the last few weeks. I just want to get on with my life. The coronavirus crisis has disrupted our lives in an unprecedented way. And no one could have wished for so many people to die. Every death is deeply sad. No one would have wanted for our liberties to be curtailed and for our economies to be damaged. But I want to say this to you today. I don't think we'll just get back to where we left off. And I don't think it would be a good thing necessarily. Our world is gripped by fear, and today's account from Matthew's Gospel about Jesus' resurrection is marked by fear, but fear that turns into joy. Let's look at the account together. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, a new day, a new beginning, a new hope? Not really. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. They would love to get on with their lives, but their lives have been profoundly disrupted. First, joyfully, by the hope that Jesus might be the rescuer from God, and then, terribly, by his brutal death on Good Friday. End of story. The women are on their way to the tomb because they have unfinished business, to care in death for the one they loved in life. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake. As if there hadn't been enough disruptions already, now an earthquake. Strained nerves snap and they are terrified, both the guards at the tomb, who fall to the ground in terror, and the women, who look up and they see an angel. Please note that this is not the moment of Jesus' resurrection. He has already left the tomb. The angel moves the stone, not so that Jesus can somehow escape, but so that we can look in. The angel addresses the women. "Don't be afraid." This is the first time we hear this said in our reading, not the last time. He isn't here. He's risen from the dead, just as he said. Really? Come again? Maybe gullible people 2,000 years ago would have believed this. Maybe undereducated women, and I'm being deliberately provocative here. No. The angel continues, "Come see where his body was lying. Come and see the evidence. Don't just take the word of an angel for it. Our current church magazine has an article on the evidence for Jesus' resurrection, and we are offering it to you as a free PDF download below this video in the notes. Check it out. And now, go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. What dignity the gospel gives to those looked down on by society. Women weren't deemed fit to be witnesses in court, and here they become witnesses of the most important news ever. Our world needs witnesses to the risen Christ more than ever. Why would we be shy about it in the current situation? I've been so encouraged by signs of the deep Christian foundation of our culture emerging at the moment. Isn't it beautiful that the rainbow has become a sign of hope again? Isn't it fascinating that the app which will coordinate the hundreds of thousands of volunteers helping vulnerable people is called Good Sam? But someone needs to help people to make the connection and then to discover the Lord Jesus for themselves. And just in case you haven't made the connection yet, Good Sam is a story Jesus told. Sam is his nickname. The women ran quickly from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy. The journey of the women from fear to joy isn't finished yet. And as they went, Jesus met them and greeted them, and they ran to him, grasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid." The women's first response on seeing Jesus is both reverence, they fall to their feet, and intimacy, they grasp Jesus's feet. Genuinely Christian worship needs both. Eugene Peterson has said that reverence without intimacy can become cool and detached. Intimacy without reverence can become gushy emotion. The women meet the risen Lord Jesus. Your Easter journey isn't finished until you meet the risen Lord Jesus in person. Lo, Jesus meets us, risen from the tomb. We'll sing it later. The disciples didn't believe in resurrection either, but they checked out the evidence. How about you? Will you pray? God, are you there? Will you read the Bible, maybe with a Christian friend, to find out what it really says? Easter is the greatest day in history. Sin, evil, and death defeated by Jesus. We're Easter people in a Good Friday world. A very good friend died 10 days ago, quite suddenly, and we're still reeling. But at the same time, we rejoice with her because she can see what she believed. I just want to get on with my life. The disciples were tempted to go back to what they knew, but meeting the risen Lord Jesus changed that forever. Will you pray with me that this crisis becomes an opportunity for many to make the journey from Good Friday to Easter Sunday, from fear to joy and hope? John tells us that the disciples were together behind locked doors, full of fear on that Easter Sunday, in self-isolation. And then suddenly the risen Lord Jesus stood among them and their lives were changed forever. What lasting difference will I make in my life in the light of resurrection? And how can I begin today? Many people are starting something new while staying at home. I have decided to finally read The Lord of the Rings, which has been sitting on my bookshelf for 30 years. And there is one bit that I read recently where the hobbits are freed from a tomb by Tom Bombadil, and then he sings. I've only tweaked his song a little for our purposes because it is an Easter song. Wake now, child of God. Wake and hear Christ calling. Warm now, be heart and limb. The cold stone is fallen. Dark door is standing wide. Dead hand is broken. Night under night is flown. And heaven's gate is open. Amen.